9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a man if he ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys. just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm critical. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Chatham's on. Foolie's glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoenaed for misdemeanors. Dreamer, hell back, sack, Loki still a deer. And I still shake a bow squat. Ran for my broke, got city on the come up. Shot that dog in Sosa. Shot my dog in Fat Trail. Shot my dog in Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most broke is gold stock broker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Oscar. Acid addict, Rossley, avid actor.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better. While my friends were getting high and chasing girls down parkway lines, I was losing my mind because the love, the love, the love, the love, the love that I gave wasted on a night.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
We welcome you back to Riders Field, game one of a six-game series between the first half division winners in the Springfield Cardinals, the St. Louis Cardinals affiliate, and your Frisco Rough Riders, the Texas Rangers AA affiliate. Both teams coming in with a 23-16 record in the second half. That 23-16 record is good for first in the North for the Cardinals. The Rough Riders sitting a game back of the Midland Rockhounds, who they just visited. The Rockhounds taking 4 out of 6, but the Rough Riders trying to get back on track. They have won 2 of their last 3 games, and they go and try to take a win here in the series opener. And their first time back at home in over 2 weeks should be a lot of fun. Alongside the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley, Luke Mealy with you here on the Riders pregame show. Lots of fun to be had. Let's look at the starting pitching matchup tonight. It's Brandon Komar who takes the ball for the Springfield Cardinals. He's 6-1 with a 2.32 ERA, making three starts and a total of 14 appearances on the year for AA Springfield. That's 13 earned runs across 50 and a third innings of work, while he's struck out 39 and walked just 14. He attacks with a four-pitch mix. It's a sinker, slider, cutter, and changeup mix for the right-hander. 25-year-old, originally from Wisconsin, was a 2019 selection by the Padres and then claimed in the 2022 Rule 5 draft by the Cardinals. And this is a guy in Komar who has really ramped up his usage as of late. He's making back-to-back starts for the first time this season. He's been used primarily out of the bullpen, and through his first 20 appearances, he only topped 70 pitches once, but each of his last three outings, he's gone at least 83, with two of those, the last two being 90-plus pitch outings. On the other side, it's a right-hander, a 26-year-old from Rexford, New York, a 2019 selection by the Texas Rangers. It is Ben Anderson, who was 5-6 with a 3.86 ERA, making his 18th appearance, his 16th start of the year. He's given up 33 earned runs over 77 innings of work. And the story for Anderson this year has been consistency, and he's been very consistent as of late. In May, he had a 6.35 ERA, and opponents hit over 300, 322 against the right-hander. But ever since his last seven outings, six of those being starts, he's held opponents to just a 2.28 average and worked his way to a 2.6 ERA over that span here in June, July, and the 1st of August. The guy that attacks with a four-seam fastball, curveball, splitter, changeup, and then has a slider-slash-cutter mix. And Ben Anderson looks to get things going for the Rough Riders. Tonight we'll step aside here on the pregame show. When we come back, you'll hear from Rough Riders relief pitcher and one of the new faces around this team in Larson Kindrick.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back in the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network, we're now joined by Rough Riders reliever Larson Kindrick. And Larson, you're one of the new faces, this wave of new faces for the Rough Riders. What's it been like getting to know this group of guys?
I mean, it's been great. I've had the honor of getting to play with some of these guys in Hickory over the last couple of years, and it's great to be here in Frisco. It's a great city, great environment, great fans. So it's really an honor for me, and I'm excited to get after it.
You joined the Rough Riders on the road, part of a two-week trip that saw the Rough Riders go to San Antonio and Midland. So this week's the first week here in Frisco for you. What's it been like? I heard you got a little tour from some of the guys. Who was your tour guide, and what have you liked about this ballpark so far?
Yeah, so Mitch Brout was my tour guide. So newer guy himself, but, you know, I mean, pitcher of the month last month. I mean, no better guy to show you around. So great impression so far. I actually... first time I saw this ballpark was in a Dude Perfect video back in the day. So I remember seeing it and thinking, oh man, that looks like a great spot to play baseball. I would love to play there someday. Had no idea who the affiliates were, what, you know, any of it was. And fast forward, you know, getting drafted by the Rangers and then getting to come here, it's a great experience, great ballpark. I'm excited to see, like, the environment. I hear the fans are just amazing, so I can't wait to experience it.
Love it. Chatting with Larson Kendrick here on the Riders pregame show. And Larson, you made two appearances on the road on that road trip. How would you assess your performance? I know two outings, and they were scoreless outings. That's always good, but how would you assess your performance?
Yeah, no, I mean, zeros are always good when you can help the team out that way coming out of the pen. You know, it's definitely an adjustment coming from high A. You know, the hitters are better, and so it's cool seeing my stuff play at the next level and seeing how effective it is still against the hitters. So I think just continuing to trust my stuff, trust my process, and just do my thing, I'm excited to keep doing that.
Walk us through your arsenal a little bit. Is there anything that really stands out in that arsenal that is kind of your go-to pitch, or what do you bring to the table?
Yeah, so my trusty pitches for me have always been the fastball and the curveball. I've been throwing those pitches for most of my career, so definitely a high level of comfortability with those pitches. The cutter and changeup are both just supplements to really help with those two pitches. So just being able to mix those effectively and get ahead when I need to and get the job done is all I'm looking for.
Larson, you're joining a bullpen that's been tremendous all year long. A lot of faces have come in and out, but everyone has been great so far this year. The Riders bullpen, one of the best in minor league baseball and at the Double-A level. But on the other side, the starters have been excellent. What's it been like to see, you know, a couple rotations now? You're getting to see those starters. Tonight it's Ben Anderson. What have you seen from the starters and specifically Ben to this point?
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing that stands out the most to me about the starters is their consistency and their attention to detail. You know, each of them has such a dialed-in process of doing what they know they need to do on a daily basis. And the biggest thing is they put us in a position to win. You know, they eat innings, they take out majority of the game, and that's what you're looking for in a quality staff. So they set the tone for us as the bullpen, and then we have some really good guys that have, you know, been a staple for the pen down the season. And being able to then just clean up those guys and be able to finish up games that they start so well, that's all you can ask for.
That's part one of a two-part interview with Rough Riders reliever Larson Kendrick. You can get part two of that interview tomorrow with pregame coverage beginning at 6:50 on the Riders pregame show. We'll step aside, but when we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups for the opening game of the six-game series against the Springfield Cardinals.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back high atop Riders Field alongside Zach Bigley. Luke Maley with you one last time here on the pregame show. Let's go ahead and get you set for first pitch. First, the starting lineup for the visiting Springfield Cardinals here in game one of this six-game series. It's a 12-game homestand for the Rough Riders, but their attention all on the Cardinals here tonight. For the Cardinals, they line up as follows. It's Brian Torres, the center fielder, leading things off, followed by Nathan Church, who will roam in left field. Batting third is the catcher, Jimmy Crooks. In the fourth spot of this order, the designated hitter, Chandler Redmond. R.J. Yeager is the first baseman and bats fifth. Batting sixth is the second baseman, Noah Mendlinger. The third baseman, Dakota Harris, bats seventh, followed by Jeremy Rivas in that eighth spot. He's the shortstop. And Chris Rotundo will roam in right field and round out this order. Again for the Cardinals, Torres, Church, Crooks, Redmond, Yeager, Mendlinger, Harris, Rivas, and Rotundo. For the Rough Riders, it is Osuna, Alejandro Osuna, leading things off. He's the center fielder, followed by the designated hitter tonight, and Josh Hatcher. Cody Freeman bats third. He mans the third base bag, followed by Abimelech Ortiz, the first baseman in that cleanup spot. It's the home debut for Luis Mieses, the right fielder tonight, batting fifth. Batting sixth is the left fielder Aaron Zavala, followed by the shortstop Maximo Acosta. Cooper Johnson does the catching for Ben Anderson tonight and bats eighth. And rounding things out for the Rough Riders, managed by Carlos Cardoza, it's the second baseman Alex DeGoti, who was just activated off the injured list earlier today, and he's ready to go. Again, for the Rough Riders, it is Osuna, Hatcher, Freeman, Ortiz, Mieses, Zavala, Acosta, Johnson, and DeGoti. Game one of this six-game series just around the corner, and the return to Riders Field for the Rough Riders. We'll step aside when we come back. Zach Bigley will take us to first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Make sure to stop by Riders Field as it turns into a giant loteria board. Grab your cards at the gate and have a chance to win prizes as the Rough Riders host the Springfield Cardinals on Saturday, August 17th for a 7:05 first pitch. Don't forget, it's also the Rough Riders' second of three games as Cases of Frisco in 2024. Cases of Frisco are sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Viva Kissels!
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for three games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
Dives, and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Gone!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
On a beautiful Tuesday, we welcome you back to Frisco, Texas, as the Rough Riders return home from a 7-5 two-week road trip. And for the first time this season, they take on the Springfield Cardinals, the St. Louis Cardinals affiliate. Hi, everybody. I'm Zach Bigley alongside Luke Maley. Very happy to have you as the Rough Riders come in with still the best record in all of AA baseball at 67-41. In the second half, they have been matched by the Cardinals, both teams 23-16, Springfield and Frisco. The first half champions in the Texas League North and South. Meeting for the first time here at Riders Field this season, and the only time these two teams meet this year. It should be a very good matchup between one of the best pitching teams and the best offensive team in Springfield in the Texas League. Ben Anderson makes the start for the Rough Riders. A right-hander ready to go against Brian Torres, the center fielder standing in. And we are set for baseball. The first pitch of the game is at the bottom of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1, and we are officially underway at 7.06 p.m., just 1 minute tardy on this gorgeous night for baseball. A little bit warm, though, as Anderson readies from the stretch, and he pitches home. There's a line drive out to left field. Zavala racing on. He dives in, and he made the catch. Aaron Zavala on the first batter of the game, a sprawling dive and catch in. And just like that, we are underway. A fantastic grab by Zavala to begin the ball game.
Yeah, it hung up there just long enough for Aaron Zavala to range in and make a tremendous diving grab. It's a good tone setter for the evening for Ben Anderson.
So one out, and here's Nathan Church, the pitch. That's over the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. The Rough Riders coming into today, as mentioned, coming off that 7-5 road trip, going to San Antonio and Midland as this pitch misses outside. It's one ball and one strike. And on the other side, Springfield, they have split each of their last three series. And they're coming off a home split against San Antonio. The pitch is cut on and missed, and it's one ball and two strikes on Church. Very odd scheduling over the last few years. The Rough Riders actually haven't been to Springfield since 2022, and the schedule was just released for next season. They don't go back there again. 1-2 is high, and it's two balls and two strikes. So we'll certainly have to see when the next time the Rough Riders will go to Springfield is in the regular season, but it's not going to be next year. Here's the look in by Anderson, and the 6'4" right-hander ready from the stretch. He brings it home. It's a pop-up down the left side, foul ground. Freeman on the dead run, and he watches it go into the seats along with Zavala, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Anderson, the 26-year-old out of Rexford, New York, today making his 18th appearance and 16th start on the year, 5-6 with a 3.86 earned run average in 77 innings, 70 strikeouts for him through those innings with 22 walks. He got the first down on the diving catch by Aaron Zavala, and now trying to retire Nathan Church, the left fielder. Left-handed batter, and the right-hander is 2-2. Swinging a pop-up back this way, and foul out of play to the left side. It's two balls and two strikes still. Defense behind Ben Anderson today looks like this for the Rough Riders. It's Aaron Zavala in left, Alejandro Osuna in center, and Luis Mieses in right field, making his home debut for the Riders. 2-2 is hit on a line down the left side. It lands in fair and rolls down into the corner. Church around first base. He pulls into second, and he's got himself a double, his 19th of the season. A Church doubling against Anderson here in the first. And that brings the catcher Jimmy Crooks to the plate, who's been one of the better offensive pieces all season long for Springfield. Hitting at 309 with 9 homers and 48 runs batted in. The Euless, Texas native, just about 25 minutes south of here, making his debut here at Riders Field as a professional. Anderson fires home. There's a swing and a soft chopper foul to the right side. It's 0-1. Rest of the defense for the Rough Riders. Cody Freeman at third. Max Acosta at short. Welcome back to Alex DeGoti, who missed the last 24 games on the injured list with an oblique injury. Abimelech Ortiz at first, and then Cooper Johnson is the catcher today for Ben Anderson. Here's the stretch in the 0-1 pitch. That's outside. It's one ball and one strike. Crooks is the number 12 prospect in the organization, but it's not his first time playing here. He obviously grew up in the area, but played here in the 2021 Frisco Classic when he played for Oklahoma. The offering is set in the air down the left side. Freeman after it, and he watches it go foul into the seats. One ball and two strikes on Crooks here in the top of the first inning. Anderson has had his problems in the first couple innings this season. He's allowed 15 runs in the first and 10 runs in the second, just 9 runs combined in all other innings. And for Anderson, opponents have an OPS of over 1,000 against him in the first inning. He readies from the stretch, and the 1-2 pitch on the way. Swinging a soft ground ball, beats the shift through into left field for a base hit. Church around third. Zavala's throw to the plate is up the line and late. A head first dive across the dish by Church, and it's 1-0. Springfield takes the lead.
Yeah, and Zach, this is something we've seen frequently from Anderson. You look at his numbers in the first inning, entering here tonight across 15 innings in the first inning. He has a 9 ERA, and a lot of it hasn't been hard contact like that. Anderson, not a guy that walks too many, just 22 walks in 77 innings of work. But you've seen back-to-back hits to that left side of the field that just haven't been hit all that hard, right around 80-mile exit velocity.
First pitch is outside to Chandler Redmond. It's 1-1, no strikes. So 1-0 Springfield in this first inning. Anderson has time and time again, despite the first inning troubles this year, pitched around it, the 1-0. Swing and a miss by Redmond, and it's 1-1, 1-0, and made his way through long starts despite allowing runs in the first inning. So we'll see if he can do that once again today. Redmond, a guy who we've seen a lot of over the last few years. He's the all-time franchise leader in home runs for Springfield. He had his 60th home run to break the record back on July 12th. The pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner. It's 1-2. He's currently sitting on 64 career home runs with Springfield, including 7 this year. He's played 11 games in his career against Frisco and hit 4 home runs in those 11 games. 1-2. Check swing on a pitch in the dirt off the outside corner. He didn't go. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Umpires today, Ben Engstrand is behind home, the crew chief. Brandon Tipton, our first base umpire. Trevor Patience, our third base umpire, currently stationed behind second base. Three-man Texas League umpiring crew. Anderson, the 2-2. Back to the hill, past him. Acosta's got it. Race to the second base bag, and he just beats Crooks. Acosta deciding to get the lead runner, and there are 2 down.
Anderson there, lucky he didn't just get the end of the glove on it. If you're watching on MILB TV, you see it back to the hill. He kind of reached out and pulled back at that last second. It was just hit in such an odd spot that the Rough Riders had a little bit of trouble even getting one out. They were able to manage the one, but one that you would love to have be a double play, but not hit all that hard and kind of the perfect location if you're Redmond.
The first pitch is hit high and deep out to left center field off Yeager's bat to the warning track, and it's off the base of the fence on a hop. Redmond on his horse. He's around third. Here's the relay throw by Acosta to the plate on one hop. It's in time. Johnson laid down the tag on Redmond, who didn't even slide, and the inning is over. Perfect relay throw on one hop by the shortstop, Max Acosta, and just like that, the Rough Riders are out of the first inning. A run across for Springfield, though. And we go into the bottom of the first inning. It's 1-0 Cardinals on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Lemonade. Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the bottom of the first inning, the Rough Riders and the Cardinals, with Springfield leading 1-0 after a run across in the first inning. Brandon Komar deals to Alejandro Osuna. It's a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1 on the center fielder. Josh Hatcher and Cody Freeman to follow in this first inning against Komar, who's a guy who the Rough Riders are very familiar with. The 25-year-old out of Elkhorn, Wisconsin, works from the first base side of the rubber, and he deals in the 0-1. Swinging a soft ground ball back past the mound out to short. Rivas has got it and slings it on to first to get Osuna one away. Josh Hatcher makes his way to the plate now, the designated hitter, riding a 21-game on-base streak. Has been very fruitful for Hatcher. 337 hitter during that streak. The pitch, that's just below the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. Brandon Komar goes with a four-pitch mix: sinker, slider, cutter, and changeup. Here's the 1-0. There's a hard line drive on one hop to second. Mendlinger knocks it down, collects, and throws him out. And there are two away. And that ball was crushed at 103 miles an hour exit velocity, but Hatcher cannot pick up the hit. Here's Cody Freeman now, hitting at 270 on the year, a team-high 13 homers and 51 runs batted in. Komar was formerly a 13th-round selection by the Padres organization back in 2019. He deals. There's a ground ball foul at the plate, and it's 0-1. He was picked up in the AAA phase of the Rule 5 draft right before the 2023 season and is in his fourth consecutive year here with the Texas League. 2 years in San Antonio, and now his second year with Springfield. He looks in for his sign. Shoulders square to the third base dugout. He rocks in the 0-1. Strike on the upper edge outside corner. It's 0-2 now on Freeman. Today he makes his sixth career appearance against the Rough Riders and his third career start. He deals home. That's low and outside, and it's one ball and two strikes on Freeman. No record with a 7.58 ERA against the Riders in his career, mostly due to 2022 when he allowed 11 earned runs in 11 innings. The 1-2. That's low and outside, and it's two balls and two strikes on Freeman here in the first inning. Two outs, 1-0, Springfield leads it. Let's give you the defense behind Komar today. It's Nathan Church in left field, Brian Torres in center, and Chris Rotondo is out in right field. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Freeman. Swing and a miss, got him. He strikes him out off the outside corner, and it's a 1-2-3 first inning for Brandon Komar. Riders trail 1-0. We go to the top of the second next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We welcome you back to Riders Field here in the second inning. Frisco trailing 1-0. It's a gorgeous night for baseball. A little bit on the warm side at 96 degrees, or the feels like of 98, but nonetheless, a very pleasant night as the sun starts to set. Noah Mendlinger leads it off. Ben Anderson going to work for his second inning. And the first pitch, it's fouled straight back. It's 0-1. The first inning, he allowed a run, but did get the final out of the inning at the plate. R.J. Yeager doubled into left center field. Chandler Redmond was out at the plate, and it could not score a second run in the inning. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. There's a breaking ball that slips across the outside corner for a strike. The curve from Anderson, and it's 0-2. Ben Anderson has a very deep arsenal. He'll go with a fastball, a pitch that's a slider-cutter combination, curveball, splitter, and changeup. The splitter is what he calls a splitter, but it's not your traditional splitter, as the pitch is grounded foul back behind home, and it's no balls, two strikes still on Mendlinger. He calls it a splitter because it has splitter motion, but the pitch is actually what you would call a spiked changeup. He's ready from the stretch in the 0-2. Swinging a broken back ground ball to the right side. Easy play for Degoti. The second baseman fields and throws him out. One away. Degoti Harris makes his way to the plate now. If you recognize the last name Harris, it is Dustin Harris's younger brother. Longtime Rough Rider. Harris, right-handed batter out of the University of Oklahoma. Land O'Lakes, Florida native, just like his brother. Here's the stretch and the pitch. That's outside. One ball and no strikes. Was promoted up here on June 27th. Let Anderson spiked changeup or splitter has been a very effective pitch for him over the last couple games. 1-0. It's on the outside corner, a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. He becomes one of the very few pitchers in the league and maybe in minor league baseball that throws both a changeup and a splitter. The 1-1. Swing and a miss at the high fastball. And it's one ball and two strikes. The changeup moving down and towards his arm side, while the splitter has more straight down and tumbling action, it can be very effective for him. He's allowed just 3 earned runs in his last 3 starts combined total. Here's the stretch by the right-hander and the pitch. That simmers high, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes now in the third baseman. Harris playing in just his 21st game here at the AA level. Anderson stretches. 2-2. Outside, just missing with the fastball, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes now on Harris. Dakota's other older brother, Dustin, Rough Rider in 2022 and 2023. The 3-2, swinging a chopper down the third baseline. It's a foul ball, and it's still 3-2. And he played, that being Dakota, played in the 2023 Frisco Classic with Oklahoma. He was phenomenal in that Classic. He was actually named tournament MVP, going 10-for-17. I remember chatting with him during that Classic and saying his brother really enjoyed his time here, and he had come here a few times as a fan to watch his brother. 3-2 is a swing and a chopper out to short. Acosta to his left. He spears it, unleashes a strong throw, and it's just in time. Ortiz picking it out at first base, 2 away. Acosta got to it and then looked up and saw Harris screaming down the line and had to kind of get rid of it quicker than he expected to after a double clutch and just barely in time to get Harris. So 2 outs here in the second, 1-0 Springfield, and Jeremy Rivas stands in from the right side. First offering, swinging a bouncer up the middle once again. Acosta to his left. He's got it from behind the bag. A soft rainbow throw onto first is in time, inning over. 3 ground ball outs for Ben Anderson, the ground ball specialist, and we go into the bottom of the second. Rough Riders trailing 1-0 to Springfield here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Abimelech like Ortiz leads it off for the Riders as we go to the bottom of the second inning. 1-0, Springfield leads it. And the first pitch on the way from Brandon Komar. A swing and a ground ball up the middle, past a diving shortstop Rivas. It leaks into center. And Abimelech Ortiz has himself his first hit of this series and his first at bat. Great sign to see after what was a really tough road trip for him. Abby got the day off on Sunday, but coming off a 2-for-4 day on Saturday. And here's Luis Mieses, who is making his home debut for the Rough Riders after joining the club on the road. There's the stretch by the right-hander in Komar fires. There's a breaking ball just outside, one ball and no strikes. Ortiz not very fleet of foot at the first base side. He takes his lead. Komar readies, and the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good changeup low and outside. It's one ball and one strike. Komar has the very unique skill set of an extreme ground ball pitcher and does not allow a lot of homers because of that. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. That's popped up on the left side of the infield. Dakota Harris taking himself over to foul territory. He makes the catch just outside of the third base bag, and there's one away as Mieses pops out. Aaron Zavala takes his turn now. One nothing, Springfield leads it. Komar has thrown the most innings in all of AA without allowing a home run this season. 50 1/3 innings, no home runs allowed. The pitch. That's inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. He hasn't been a starting pitcher all season long, though. He spent time in between the bullpen and starting. 14 total appearances. This is his fourth start and his 15th total appearance overall. 1-0. Zavala takes a strike on the outside corner with the curveball, and it's now one ball and one strike. Oh, that was the slider, rather. Komar is never going to be a guy who's going to blow the fastball by you. He'll top out at maybe 90 miles an hour. Stretch in the 1-1. There's a fly ball hammered into center field. Torres going back. He's near the warning track, and just shy of it, he makes the catch. Ortiz retreats back to first base, and there are two down. Just missed it. Zavala hitting it all the way to dead center field, the deepest part of the ballpark. Just couldn't quite get enough under it. So here's Max Acosta. Two outs, runner at first. Rough Riders trailing 1-0 in the second inning. And Komar offers. It's just below the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. Acosta, the Riders shortstop, hitting 261 on the season. Coming off a series in Midland in which he went 6 for 20. 1-0. That one's fouled away to the right side, and it's one ball and one strike. The Rough Riders in that road trip were phenomenal on the pitching side, but did not do so well on the offensive side. Frisco, as a staff, had a 2.42 ERA, and the starters were even better at a 1.55 ERA in the 12 games. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a grounder foul up the third baseline. It's one ball and two strikes. But the offense, even though they put up some pretty good numbers in batting average and OPS, they only scored 3.8 runs a game because they really struggled with runners in scoring position. In their last 18 games overall, they're hitting just 169 with runners in scoring position, and something we've harped on a lot because it was something they were so good at in the first half of the season. 1-2, that sizzles high, and it's two balls and two strikes. So that'll certainly be a focus in this series for the Rough Riders against the Cardinals, who are a better team with runners in scoring position than the Rough Riders on the season. 2-2 offering. Check swing on a pitch low and away. He didn't go. Three balls and two strikes. Slight pull side shift on the infield for the Cardinals. To the outfield, they play to the opposite way for Acosta. Abby will get a head start here on this 3-2 with two outs. He takes off the pitch. Is a swing and a miss and a changeup for strike three. Acosta down on strikes. It's the second K for Komar, and the inning is over. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a runner left on for the Riders. We go to the top of the third inning. Frisco trailing 1-0. Luke Maley on the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets, and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills you can't
front, her parents pay. Back on Top Riders Field alongside Zach Bigley, Luke Maley with you here. The Riders trailing the Springfield Cardinals 1-0, and it's Ben Anderson back on the hill for his third frame and his first offering. Misses just upstairs with a fastball to Chris Rotundo. Rotundo at the bottom of the card before Torres and Church at the top of the lineup come up for the second time through the order. Right-hander kicks and fires, and that one laced into right center field, tailing away from Osuna, and it'll drop in. A base hit. Osuna had to turn around to pick it up, and it's a stand-up double to lead off the top of the third for Chris Rotundo. Well, Ben Anderson allowed one run in that first inning, and that's been his worst inning of any this year. And the second is not far behind. Across the first two innings this season, Ben Anderson has a 7.73 ERA. But after those first two, he really settles in. Just a 1.53 ERA after the second inning. He has to work around a leadoff double. Squaring the bunt is Torres. He lays down a nice one. Freeman has it and bobbled it. And Torres aboard at first. The Cardinals have him cornered. Freeman came charging down from third. It wasn't an easy play to make. It was going to be tight regardless. And then he just bobbled it as he was trying to get it into his throwing hand. We'll see how they officially rule it. I would imagine likely a base hit. But Torres at first, Rotondo over to third, and here's Nathan Church. They do charge Freeman with an error. First pitch spinner is in there, called a strike to the left-handed hitting Church, who doubled and came around to score the game's only run to this point in that top of the first inning. Pitch home, and it's fouled back, out of play. Oh, Anderson hops ahead, nothing in two. This is a Springfield lineup that doesn't strike out much. They are the best in the Texas League at putting the ball in play, averaging right about 7 strikeouts per game. Anderson picks over to first, a low throw, and Ortiz is there to corral it. The Rough Riders are second best at avoiding the strikeout. Well, if the numbers tell us any sort of story, we're going to see a lot of balls put in play here in this series. The offering home is hit high in the air down the left field line. Zavala giving chase, running out of room, and he leaps, and he watches it go foul. Zavala went crashing into the wall, and it just sort of over the fencing and landed in the seats. Nothing more than a foul ball, but Aaron Zavala got over there and attempted to make a tremendous grab. It remains nothing and two on the left-handed hitting left fielder, Nathan Church. Anderson in search of his first strikeout. Right-hander kicks and fires, and Church just caught a piece of it, fouled it back to the screen. It remains 0-2. Anderson, 70 strikeouts on the year. He doesn't have overpowering stuff ever since introducing the slider-slash-cutter mix that he uses. He's picked up the strikeouts. But not an overpowering guy. He uses the locations as he gets a ground ball out to second base. The Godey flips to short for one. The throw to first, not in time. The Rough Riders get one, but unable to turn the 4-6-3 double play. And a run comes down from third. It's Chris Rotondo, who led off the inning with a double, and it's 2-0 Springfield. Torres erased off the base paths, but Church reaches on the fielder's choice. And it goes 4-6. Oh, Jimmy Crooks digs in from the left side. Crooks hitting well above 300 at 312 after his RBI single in the first, and Anderson picks the first. Church back in, standing up. Riders trailing 2-0 here in the top of the third. Pull side shift on for the lefty, and the offering home glides a bit downstairs, just missed the outer corner. A change up from the right-hander. Jimmy Crooks rated as the number 6 prospect in the Cardinals organization. Batting with an open stance, he closes it off and waves over the top of a changeup at the bottom of the zone. Anderson pulls even at a ball and a strike. Now for Rough Riders starting pitching, they have cruised through the last two rotations over the last couple of weeks. Zach mentioned a 1.55 starters ERA over the last 12 games. That one fouled out of play off to the left side. Anderson hops ahead, a ball and two strikes. If you chop it down to an average start over that span, the Rough Riders starters have averaged right about 5 innings and have surrendered less than 1 earned run. Chopped on the ground. Ortiz has it in fair ground. He steps on the bag for one, and the throw to second. Acosta applies the tag, and Ben Anderson is out of the top of the third. A nifty play by Abimelech Ortiz at first base. And
Jimmy Crooks is doubled up, but Springfield does get a run. It comes on one hit, one error, and they leave nobody stranded. We head to the last of the third inning. Rough Riders do up and trailing 2-0 to the Cardinals on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Brandon Komar back on the mound for the bottom of the third inning. Rough Riders trailing 2-0 to the Springfield Cardinals. It's the bottom two in the order, and Cooper Johnson and Alex DeGody do up before Alejandro Osuna at the top of the card. First offering from the righty, and the pitch home to Cooper Johnson just misses outside. For Komar, a sinker, slider, cutter, and changeup mix, making his first back-to-back starts of the year. Right-hander kicks, and that one fouled out of play off to the right side. Even at 1-1 on the right-handed hitting catcher, Cooper Johnson. Johnson has been excellent against lefties and has found himself a staple in the lineup as of late after the Rangers made a trade, as Johnson checks his swing, but he did offer at it. Ball and two strikes. Liam Hicks was part of a trade, as well as Tyler Owens with the Detroit Tigers. 1-2, breaking ball. It just misses beneath the zone. Two balls and two strikes. Right-hander readies. He kicks and fires, and Johnson lifts one down the left field line, and it'll dunk in a base hit. Wide turn at first base. Now he's chugging for second. The throw way ahead of him, and Johnson gunned down. Didn't hit it all that hard, a looping fly ball. It was down the left field line. A long run for Church, and Johnson hesitated just a second at first base and then tried to dig out a double, and he was chopped down. One away for Alex DeGody, making his return, missing the last 24 games with an oblique injury. The offering to him misses below the zone, and DeGody had a ball and no strikes. Alex DeGody, always a positive part of this clubhouse for the Rough Riders, a veteran leader, the offering home. He watches a called strike on the outer edge to the right-handed hitting second baseman. And DeGody, a guy that has found his way to the big leagues. The pitch home. This is off the outer edge that time. DeGody in control, two balls and a strike. But a guy that just loves the game of baseball. Certainly see Alex DeGody having a future in the coaching side of things when his playing career ends, as he cuts through a changeup inside. The count runs even at two balls and two strikes. DeGody will step out, adjust the batting gloves. Nagode hitting 191 this year for the Rough Riders. Has a 678 OPS. His number is a bit better in a smaller sample at AAA. Offering home, and it misses just off the plate. And the count runs full. Nagode putting together a solid at-bat. Right-hander rocks and fires, and that one tapped up the middle, and it'll sneak through into center field, a base hit. Welcome back, Alex Nagode. Back-to-back hits for the Riders, but just one aboard with one gone after Cooper Johnson was thrown out, trying to stretch a single into a double to lead off the bottom of the third. And Alejandro Osuna will dig in from the left side. He grounded out on one pitch his last time up. Ground out that went 6-3, and there's a huge hole at shortstop as Rivas, the shortstop, shadowed behind the second base bag. Swing at a tapper and foul ground off to the left side. 0-1. Alejandro Osuna paced the Rough Riders with six extra base hits on the two-week road trip, all six of those being doubles. He waves the bat over his left shoulder and awaits the 0-1 from Brandon Komar. Pitch home, and it runs a bit outside and beneath the zone, even at a ball and a strike. Osuna hitting an even 300 now with the Rough Riders. He does have three homers and 17 RBI. Lefty awaits. Komar's offering on its way and fouled off. Caught Osuna on the front foot and trickled up that first base line in fair territory. A ball and two strikes. Advantage goes to Komar. Komar has struck out one in each inning to this point in search of his first here in the third inning. Rough Riders have tagged him with back-to-back singles, but it's one on with one away for Osuna. Righty readies, the offering. Hit on the ground, softly towards third base. Harris only has one play, and it's at first base, and he fires on to first in time to sit down Alejandro Osuna. Alex Nagode moving up 90 feet to second base on the play. Osuna drops to 0-2. And here's Josh Hatcher, who smacked a ground ball, a one-hopper to second base in his first trip up against Komar. Hatcher led the team with 15 hits on the road trip. Left-handed hitter awaits, and the first pitch breaking ball misses beneath the zone. Nagode in second base with two gone. The Rough Riders trailing 2-0 here in the bottom of the third. Komar set, and he looks to second, and the 1-0 on its way. A tapper up the middle, and they had him played perfectly. Rivas, the shortstop, has it, and he collects and fires to first base in time. Inning comes to a close. The Rough Riders get no runs on two hits, no errors, and they leave one stranded. Three in the books, it's 2-0 Springfield on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Visiting half of the fourth inning, Ben Anderson back on the hill. It's Chandler Redmond to get things going. The 4-5-6 batters due up for Springfield. They'll lead it 2-0. First offering to Redmond is high and tight. Adam leaning back. Redmond, the designated hitter. He bounced into a fielder's choice his last time up. Went to Max Acosta, and he raced to the bag. And there's a pop-up that's carrying a bit on Zavala. He's at the track and back. He leaps, and he made the grab. Ball got up in the wind stream and just kept carrying on Aaron Zavala and left. But he was able to play it. He took a slight hop as if he was ready to crash into the wall. But he had a little bit of room in front of him. As there's a cutout there right where that ball was hit. So one away for Ben Anderson. Here's the pitch to Yeager. And misses down in the dirt. R.J. Yeager doubled his first time up, but it ended the inning as a 7-6-2. Out that chopped down a runner at the plate. There's one hit high and well into center field, but playable for Osuna, who's camped under it and reaches skyward, two gone. Ben Anderson, the general ground ball specialist, has picked up a pair of flyouts here to open the fourth. Anderson approaching the 50 pitch mark, sitting at 47 at the moment, with two gone here on the top of the fourth inning. 2-0 our score. It's two runs on four hits for Springfield. No runs on three hits for Frisco. Offering home to Mendlinger is lifted foul down the left field line. And carries just over the Rough Riders bullpen and then bounces back into the pen. Mendlinger batting from the left side, the second baseman for Springfield. Offering home. Swing and a miss on an elevated fastball. And Ben Anderson jumps ahead, nothing in two. Anderson still in search of strikeout number one. We mentioned not an overpowering guy on the hill. Fastball there at 92. The 0-2 on its way. It misses just a bit outside. Got away from Johnson. That time, the changeup from the right-hander. A ball and two strikes. Mendlinger grounded out to second base to lead off the second inning, and Anderson trying to make him the final out of the top of the fourth. Offering home. Lifted down the left field line, twisting away from Zavala, and it'll dunk in a base hit. And now Mendlinger trying to stretch it into second. Zavala had trouble picking the ball up, and he's in there. Again, Anderson hurt by just soft contact, 70 miles an hour off the bat on a pitch down in the strike zone. And it ends up being a two-bagger for Noah Mendlinger. And the top of the fourth rolls on. Dakota Harris digging in. Get a visit on the mound. It's Cooper Johnson along with the second baseman, Alex Dugoti, chatting with the big right-hander from Rexford, New York, and Ben Anderson. Anderson has been nails, we mentioned in the pregame show. In the month of May, he had a 6.35 ERA and was getting hit around a bit. 3.22 opponent average in the month of May, but ever since, he's made seven appearances, six of those being starts. He's held opponents to just a 2.28 average on his way to a 2.60 ERA. He's found himself in a little bit of trouble here tonight. In the first inning, it was some soft contact. In the third inning, a leadoff double and an error. It's 2-0. Wave and a miss by Dakota Harris. Nothing in one. Harris grounded out
his first time up. He was promoted from High A Peoria in late June, playing in his 21st game with the Cardinals this year, offering home misses downstairs. Even at a ball and a strike. Right-hander rocks and fires, and this one lifted down the right field line and will twist well foul. O'Harris falls behind, a ball and two strikes on the right-handed hurler. Dakota Harris, an 11th round selection in 2023 by the Cardinals out of Oklahoma. Right-hander set at the belt. He kicks and fires, and in on the hands, a foul ball back out of play. So it remains a ball and two strikes, and a perfectly located fastball up and in right at the top of the strike zone on the right-hander. And not much of an opportunity for Harris to get his hands extended, and the best he could hope for was what he got there, a foul ball back out of play. 1-2, and there's a tapper to Cody Freeman at third base. He charges in, gloves it, and delivers low, but Ortiz able to dig it out. And Van Anderson has himself a scoreless top of the fourth inning. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, and one stranded for the Cardinals. We go bottom four. Rough Riders trailing the Cardinals 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctual Plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Rough Riders looking to find the scoreboard. In 8 of their last 12 games, now make it 9 of their last 12. They've been blanked through the first 3 innings. Cody Freeman in from the right side to lead off this bottom of the fourth. Komar's initial offering is taken, called a strike. Right at the bottom of the zone. Changeup from the right-hander. We've talked time and time again about how good Cody Freeman has been here at Riders Field. He waits the 0-1 and takes a breaking ball that just misses downstairs, even at a ball and a strike. He's had some struggles on the road, and when you look at his road numbers, they're not really bad numbers, but in the grand scheme of his home and road splits, they're pretty significant. He waves and misses at a breaking ball and falls behind 1-2. Freeman on this last trip hit .225, going 9-for-40 across 10 games. He did pick up 4 extra base hits, 3 of those doubles and 1 homer. Up to 13 homers on the year for Freeman. The 1-2 from Komar is fouled back out of play. Another breaking ball. Slider from Komar. It remains a ball and two strikes. The Rough Riders trying to find the scoreboard as Freeman takes downstairs. And pulls even at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Komar struck out one in both the first and second innings. Well, the Rough Riders tagged him a bit in that third. There's one ripped to left field, and it'll sneak through a base hit. Cody Freeman has himself a knock. And the Rough Riders have the leadoff man aboard in back-to-back innings. And there's a bit of an asterisk on that, as Cooper Johnson led off the third with a base hit, but was thrown out trying to stretch it into second. The Rough Riders, in three consecutive innings now, have had the leadoff man aboard. It was Abimelech Ortiz who steps in right now, who led off the second with a base hit. Batting from the left side, a pull side shift on, and he rips one down the right field line and twisting foul. Hit it hard, 105 off the bat for Ortiz, but couldn't keep it fair. Ortiz really struggled on the two-week road trip, going just 4-for-35 across 9 games. But is 1-for-1 in his return to Riders Field. The offering home, tapped foul on the right side. And he falls behind, nothing in two. Out of those 35 trips to the dish, Ortiz struck out 10 times. That was a bit of a problem for the Rough Riders offense over the last 12 games on the road. They struck out 105 times, which is about 9 strikeouts per game. The Rough Riders striking out about 7.5 times per game on the year. So Ortiz watches outside for ball one. So the 9 number is not a huge ballooned number, but it's a little higher than what the Rough Riders are used to. Struck out twice here tonight against Komar. The offering home, and Ortiz out in front of it, down the right field line, and it sinks in front of Rotundo. Freeman trying to go first to third, and he will, standing up. Abimelech Ortiz has himself a multi-hit night. Back-to-back base hits, and the Rough Riders have found something against the right-hander Brandon Komar. Ortiz was out in front of it, but just showing off the strength. 98 exit velocity on a changeup just below the strike zone. That'll prompt a conversation on the hill. The entire Cardinals infield gathered with their right-hander. The Rough Riders have them cornered with nobody gone here in a 2-0 ball game in the bottom of the fourth. Luis Mieses will step in in search of hit number one in this ballpark for him. He's played in 10 games with the Rough Riders and has been really impressive to start his Double-A career, hitting .325 entering tonight across those 10 games, 13-for-40, including belting his first career Double-A home run. The Aces awaits from the left side, and he waves and misses at a first pitch changeup outside the strike zone. It was a bit low, but Komar got Mieses to chase. Mieses, the right fielder tonight for the Rough Riders. He waits and taps one on the ground, and that sneaks to second base. A clever play by Menlinger to pick it up in the hole and go to second to get the lead out. But Mieses drives in a run. Cody Freeman scores on the 4-6 fielder's choice. Another Rough Riders on the board, 2-1. They cut the lead in half, and Aaron Zavala will step in for the second time today. Well, the first home RBI for Luis Mieses. He stands at first base with one away. And a pickoff attempt over there, close play, but Mieses back in on a dime.
Well, the Rough Riders really struggled on the road scoring early on. They were shut out the first 3 innings of the game now in 9 of their last 13 games.
Offering home, and Zavala takes and just misses downstairs. And we've seen that over the course of the year too, Zach, is the Rough Riders have been slow early in the game and then they've erupted late in games. But that was really an issue on the road trip.
Yeah, just scoring runs was an issue on the road trip.
That's true. Offering home, and Zavala takes. And misses downstairs. Two balls and no strikes.
And those offensive struggles really continued into the fourth inning as well, as in half of the games they were shut out through four innings. So a really tough series for them. A couple series, and good to see them score here.
The pitch home is lifted high into center field. Playable for Torres, who started back. Now Rangers in, and he's camped under it. And he's there to make the grab. 2 away for Brandon Komar. With Luis Mieses at first base. Here's Max Acosta, who led the Rough Riders with 8 RBI across 11 games in that 12-game road trip. Acosta went 6 for 20 over that span. He struck out his first time up. That ended the second inning. Trying to keep the fourth inning alive. 2-1 our score in favor of the visitors, the Cardinals. First offering misses downstairs. Acosta hitting .260 on the year for the Rough Riders. Does have some gap-to-gap power. The offering home, a breaking ball. Called a strike. Komar went to the slider, and he gets a called strike. 1-1 on the right-handed hitting shortstop, Max Acosta. Right-hander readies, and he picks over to first, and Miesi's back in on a dive. Another tight play over there at first. A good move from the right-hander, who is approaching the 60 pitch mark. Black glove pinned to his chest. Long pause, and he offers home. A wave and a miss. Got him to chase the slider on the outer edge. And Acosta falls behind, a ball and two strikes. Cooper Johnson stands on deck. He singled his last time up. Komar has his sign, and Acosta asks for time. And he's granted it by Ben Engstrand, the crew chief of this three-man umpire crew. Engstrand behind the dish, patience at first, and Brandon Tipton, the third base umpire, now in the field with a runner at first in Luis Mieses. Right-hander rocks and fires, and Acosta takes just outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brandon Komar now across the 300 innings mark in his career at the AA level, as he gets a foul ball that the catcher Crooks just couldn't hold on to. So Acosta stays alive. And it's an interesting breakdown when you look at Komar's minor league career. Now across the 300 innings pitched mark at AA, his next closest in high A, he threw 73 innings. As he lifts and fires, 2-2 is tapped out. A swinging bunt in perfect placement. There's no play for Komar. It's a base hit for Max Acosta. You couldn't ask Acosta to lay down a better bunt. He did it with a full swing and extends the inning. Third hit of the frame for the Rough Riders. And they have the tying run in scoring position for Cooper Johnson. Johnson has seen a surge in power this year, and that was a point of emphasis for him in the offseason. Said he wanted to add some more pop, and he certainly has, setting career high mark with 9 homers. The first offering misses outside. Johnson just a couple of ticks shy of an 800 OPS, 794 to be exact. He does have 33 RBI. Right-hander comes set. He kicks and fires, and Johnson shoots a foul ball on the ground down the left field line. Even at a ball and a strike. Both Johnson and Alex Degote singled in their first trips. That came in the third inning, now here in the bottom of the fourth. Rough Riders with 6 hits, but 1 run to show for it. First and second with 2 gone. The 1-1 to Johnson is hit high and deep, but foul out to left. He falls behind, a ball and two strikes. Kumar peering in, getting set to throw pitch number 64. High leg kick and the offering home. Johnson takes, and a slider stayed just outside. Good discipline at the plate from the right-handed hitting Johnson, and it's evened at two balls and two strikes. Mentioned the pitch count for Kumar. Now about to throw number 65. He only topped 70 pitches in one of his first 20 outings this year. Now he has primarily been used as a reliever. 14 appearances, now 15 including tonight, and tonight marks start number 4 and the first time he's made back-to-back appearances that have been starts. Right-hander rocks and fires. The 2-2 misses well outside, and the count runs full. Miesi's at second base, and Acosta behind him at first base will get a head start on the 3-2 offering with two gone. They each take their leads, and the right-hander rocks, runners go, and the pitch home is fouled back out of play. Johnson spoils a pitch at the bottom of the zone in a 3-2 count. Alex Degody standing on deck. Right-hander kicks and fires, runners go, and that one popped up behind the plate. Crooks looking up at it, and right on top of the Riders' double R logo is there to haul it in and end the threat. So Cooper Johnson fouls out to the catcher, and the inning comes to a close, but the Rough Riders do strike for a run. It comes on three hits, no errors, and they leave two stranded. Four innings in the books. We head to the top of the fifth. The Rough Riders trailing the Cardinals 2-1. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, you'll hear Zach Bigley on the mic.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with subpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
We're to the top of the fifth inning. It's 2-1. Springfield leads Frisco here in the series opener. First pitch from Ben Anderson is on the outside corner to Jeremy Rivas. Rivas, I should say, and it's 0-1. Rivas ground out to short his first time up in the second inning. Anderson gets a new baseball. Springfield with a run in the first and a run in the third inning tonight. The Rough Riders just scoring their first run in the bottom of the fourth inning. 0-1. There's a breaking ball that pierces the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2. Jimmy Crooks' RBI single in the first inning for Springfield, and then a run scoring on a fielder's choice as this pitch misses just high. One ball and two strikes on Rivas. Anderson currently 59 pitches. 1-2. Bounces down in the dirt. 2 balls and 2 strikes. As Luke mentioned in the fourth inning, he's still looking for that first strikeout of the day. This is a very tough Cardinals team to strike out. They have one of the lowest strikeout rates in all of minor league baseball this year. 2-2. On the outside corner, got him looking. Curveball at the bottom of the zone, and there's that first strikeout. One away, and Chris Rotundo bats. He doubled back in the third inning. As a team, the Cardinals have the second fewest strikeouts in all of minor league baseball. Here's the pick. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1 on Rotundo. Only Wisconsin, the Timber Rattlers of the Midwest League, that's a high A team, have fewer. The 0-1. It's up and outside. It's 1 ball and 1 strike to Rotundo. So we'll see it over the course of this series if that plays a big role in how well the Rough Riders do. Their pitching staff has been phenomenal this season. The 1-1. Breaking ball, tapped on the ground, foul to the left side, into the Riders' dugout where Winston Santos makes the play. 1-2, and he's a big part of that Rough Riders pitching staff. Looks like the Riders will have to do it a little bit of a different way with soft contact rather than the swing and miss. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pitch home. That's down in the dirt. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Rotundo. Anderson has done a good job limiting free base runners today. He has not walked a batter. Came in with the 11th lowest walk rate in the Texas League among those who have thrown at least 70 innings. 2-2. Ground ball softly up the middle. Acosta, the shortstop's got it. Soft toss onto first base is just in time. 2 down. Another ground ball out for Anderson. We've seen a lot of ground balls today from both teams, and that's to be expected. Both pitchers came in extreme ground ball pitchers. They've shown that off. First 2 down in this fifth inning. 2-1, Springfield leads it. Ryan Torres, the batter at the top of the order. Second time, or I should say third time through. He was robbed by Aaron Zavala out in left field on his first at-bat. First pitch. Over the heart of the plate. It's 0-1. And then he laid down a sack bunt in the third and reached on a fielding error by Cody Freeman. The offering in is a line drive on one hop out into right field, scooting along the grass to Luis Mieses. It's a base hit for Torres. Sixth hit today for the Cardinals. Nathan Church stands in now. 1-for-2 with a double in the first and reached on a 4-6 fielder's choice. He's back in the third inning. First offering. He takes one right down the middle for a strike. It's 0-1. Church got off to such a good start this season. His first 43 games, he was hitting .307 with an .821 OPS. There's the 0-1. That's up and away, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. But in his last 57 games, that's since May 28th, hitting just .230 with a .616 OPS. It's been a bit of a struggle for him as of late. 1-1, swinging a foul off Johnson's mask, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. He is still hitting .265 on the season with an over .700 OPS, so still having a good season overall, but not nearly the hot start that he got off to. Kind of similar to Josh Hatcher on the other side for the Riders, but not quite as steady of a decline. 1-2 offering. Swinging a soft ground ball on one big hop right to the first baseman Ortiz. He's got it, steps on the bag, and the inning is over. Well, the Rough Riders see another scoreless inning from Ben Anderson. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on. Bottom half of the fifth inning upcoming. Rough Riders trail 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Last of the fifth inning, the Rough Riders trailing the Cardinals 2-1 in this series opener. Alex Degoni, Alejandro Osuna, and Josh Hatcher, 9-1-2, due up against Brandon Komar. Right-hander rocks back and forth. It deals in the first pitch. A swing and a miss off the outside corner on the breaking ball on its 0-1. You've seen him slice and dice up this Rough Riders order so far, allowing a couple soft contact base hits in the fourth inning for a run to come across for the Riders. 0-1 is outside, and it's one ball and one strike, but he is throwing just about as well as he has all season long, coming in with the seventh lowest ERA in the Texas League at 2-3-2 among those who have thrown at least 50 innings this year. 1-1. Flat out of play down the right field line. It's 1-2. Welcome back to Alex Degoti, as we've talked about, who's coming off the injured list with an oblique injury today. He's expected to go five innings, and then Keber Rodriguez will come in and replace him at second base. So this is the fifth inning, and here he is getting his second at-bat, so good to see. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, got him. And with a changeup down and in, Degoti strikes out, and there's one away. Just the third strikeout for Komar. Top of the order for Osuna. 0-3 today with a ground out to short and a ground out to third. They play him to pull on the infield with the shortstop Rivas behind the second base bag. And Komar rocks into his wind and pitches. It's on the inside corner, a strike, 0-1. Osuna came in hitting .303 this season. He's been a monster with extra base hits for the Rough Riders. 0-1. Outside, one ball and one strike. 18 extra base hits in 31 games here in AA for Frisco. And the MLB Pipeline top 30 prospect rankings just came out with their re-rankings. 1-1. There's a breaking ball at the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-2. And Osuna has been slotted in as the number 16 prospect in the Rangers organization, according to Pipeline. A lot of other shakeups around this Rough Riders team as well. 1-2. There's a high pop-up down the left field line into shallow left field. Church coming in, now drifts back a step and makes the catch. Two down now in this fifth inning. Riders trailing 2-1 for Josh Hatcher. We have long known how talented this Rough Riders starting rotation is and how good this bullpen has been. Well, that's the funny thing about top 30 prospect rankings is you can be not so good one season, be really good in a half of a season, and all of a sudden the prospectors, the pitch is below the zone, 1-0, and can say, hey, we knew it all along. This guy's obviously a top 10 prospect. Well, a lot of guys have vaulted into the top 10 now in the starting rotation. The pitch. There's a chopper foul down the right side, 1-1. Kamar Rocker now slots in as the number 2 overall prospect in the Rangers system. Not a top 100 guy, though, which is very surprising. Emiliano Teodo, number 6. Winston Santos, number 8. As Komar back into his wind in the 1-1 outside, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. I mentioned Alejandro Osuna at number 16. Josh Stevens still remains at 25. Dane Acker at 27. Skyler Hales, the reliever, now at 28. As this pitch is grounded foul off the end of the bat back behind home, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. So good to see that.
It certainly is. In this starting rotation, as you mentioned, Rocker at 2. Then you have Teodo at 6, Santos at 8, then you hop down, you have Mitch Brad at 18, rounded out with Josh Steven, who's injured.
Pitches outside, 3-2.
And then Dane Acker at 27, a couple of bullpen arms in there as well. This is a staff that has done really well, and now they're being exposed a little bit for that. Strong showing.
A 3-2 is a ground ball fair down the first baseline. Kicks off the sidewall right to Rotundo. And that makes it so Hatcher cannot advance to second. He's got himself a base hit, though. 103 miles an hour off the bat for the second time today. This time he's got himself his first hit. A 2-out base runner for the Rough Riders here in the fifth inning. Challenged it down and in. He hammered it down the right side, just inside the line. And now Cody Freeman has a chance to continue it here in the fourth. This Rough Riders starting staff, just phenomenal. Ben Anderson has had a good year this year, but he's not in the top 30. The rest of the rotation are all top 30 guys. Rest of the week. Here's the pitch. It's drilled into left center field. Right at Church, though. He backs up a couple steps. The left fielder puts it away chest high. Inning over. For the Rough Riders, no runs a hit, no errors, a runner left on. Top six next. Frisco trailing 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Top half of the sixth inning, Ben Anderson back out on the mound for the Rough Riders. Frisco trailing 2-1. Anderson looking to make it 6 strong innings tonight. Keber Rodriguez has taken over at second base for Alex DeGody. First pitch to Jimmy Crooks is a swing and a ground ball right to him on one hop. He's got it off to his left and slings it on to first for the out. So you come into the game, the ball will find you, and it does in the first pitch. One down here in the sixth inning.
That's how the baseball and gods operate. You got to make sure you're loose and ready to go the moment you step on the field. At any moment, you could be involved in a play, and Camber was.
It's almost as if to say, if anybody didn't notice I'm in the game, you hit the ball to me, first pitch, now everyone notices right away.
Now it's official, right?
Exactly. Here's Chandler Redmond, left-handed batter. 2-1, Springfield leads it, top of the sixth inning. Anderson Righties from the stretch and fires. There's a breaking ball cut on and missed. It's 0-1. And Chandler Redmond can nearly set a breeze that can knock down the outfield wall with his swings and misses. He takes massive hacks at the plate. 0-1. Just outside, and it's one ball and one strike. But when he connects, they go a long way. As mentioned earlier in the broadcast, 4 home runs in 11 games against the Rough Riders. 1-1. He swings and grounds it hard on the right side. Rodriguez tested again. He's got it and throws on to first. 2 away. Well, now he's definitely ready. 2 ground balls in 4 pitches as soon as he comes into the game. Ben Anderson looking for what would be his 5th quality start this season. 6 innings is his season high. He's done it 4 times. The pitch. That's up and away, and it's 1 ball and no strikes to R.J. Yeager, who's 1-for-2 with a double. Anderson has been very good tonight. He readies in the 1-0. Swinging a ground ball foul up the third baseline. Oh, right to Jose Lajer, the manager. Makes a nice pick off to his left side, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Springfield has the 2nd highest batting average this year in the Texas League, and it's just math. You know, if you put the ball in play more, you're going to have more hits. The 1-1 is low off the outside corner, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. And having the fewest strikeouts in the league will certainly do that. And so they put the ball in play every time except for once. They have 6 hits against Anderson today. 2-1. Swinging a line drive, loop toward short. Acosta makes a backhanded stop. Throw into first. Just in time. Great play by Max Acosta deep in the hole. And he showed off the arm. It's 6 strong innings for Ben Anderson tonight in this series opener. 5th time he's done that this season. We go to the bottom of the 6th. Riders trying to give him some runs. They trail 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Frisco trying to ignite some offense in this bottom of the 6th inning with Abimelech Ortiz leading it off. Brandon Komar offers home. And there's a fly ball foul down the left field line. It's 0-1. Ortiz has a couple hits today. He's 2-for-2. It's back-to-back multi-hit games for him. Once on Saturday. Got the day off Sunday and then one today. 0-1. Just below the zone. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. And it's good because the hit that he had on Saturday, his first hit, snapped in 1-for-31 stretch for him. 1-1. There's a breaking ball for a strike in the outside corner. It's 1-2. So starting to turn things up. And if there's anything we learned about Abby over the first half of the season, it's that he can be an extremely streaky hitter. When he's on, though, he certainly can carry a team like he did in that Tulsa series. 2-1 offering. Swinging a line drive down the right field line. That drops in fair. Rotundo over to cut it off, and he gets it back in. Abimelech Ortiz is 3-for-3. Leadoff single. for the Rough Riders first baseman. And Luis Mieses stands in now. Abby tying his season high, fifth time he's had three hits in a game this season. There's Luis Mieses. Left-handed batter. Mieses has hits in nine of his first 10 games of the Riders entering tonight. The pitch is a line drive into the opposite field into left center. That drops in for a base hit. It's back-to-back singles for the Riders here in the sixth inning. Runners at first and second. And now it's hits in 10 of his first 11 games as a Rider. Here's Aaron Zavala. Couple flyouts to center field for Z. Riders trailing 2-1, bottom of the sixth inning. Runners at first and second and nobody out. Here's the stretch and the offering in. Swinging a ground ball foul to the right side. Into the Camberwell. Watch out. It's 0-1. The Riders now out hitting the Cardinals 9-6 tonight. Here's the stretch, and the pitch, outside. One ball and one strike. Zavala's first fly out to center field was all the way just shy of the warning track in dead center. Struck well, 1-1. He swings and grounds it hard to second. Mendlinger's got it on to second for one. Rivas to first, double play. Ortiz down to third. And there are now two down. Zavala hits it hard, but into a double play. And with the runner at third, here's Max Acosta. The Riders are now 0 for 4 tonight with runners in scoring position. Acosta, an infield single back in the fourth inning. He's 1-for-2 in the pitch. It's just down and in, missing with a changeup. One ball and no strikes. Acosta, an 11-game on-base streak now after that single. Komar wiggles back into his windup. 2-1. Or excuse me, the 1-0 is low and outside. It's two balls and no strikes. Full side shift on the infield. And the 2-0. That's down, and it's three balls and no strikes. Acosta, an opportunity to get on here. Cooper Johnson is on deck. Komar rocks, and it's fouled back. Off of Crooks, the catcher. Three balls and one strike. A 3-0 green light there for Acosta. Knowing he'd get a fastball, he got one. It was well placed down and in. Now Acosta steps out. Actually looked like the cutter from Komar. He has his sign here in the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Went with a changeup off the outside corner, and it's three balls and two strikes now. He's had the Rough Riders in fits trying to figure out the pitches. It's a guy who knows how to throw up there. And the 3-2 pitch on the way. Swinging a ground ball, softly hit to third. Harris has got it, bobbles slightly, then bare hands out of the air and throws out Acosta at first, inning over. So the Rough Riders get two consecutive hits to lead off the inning but cannot score, and they still trail 2-1 to the top of the seventh, where Luke Maley will not only bring us the play-by-play but some trivia as well on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ben Anderson is back on the hill in a 2-1 game. The Cardinals out in front of the Rough Riders. Anderson trying to make it through seven innings for the first time since May 26, 2022 as a member of High A Hickory. His season high is six innings this year. So with one out, he can set a new season high. Trying to make it through seven innings as he sits at 80 pitches. His first offering to Noah Mendlinger is hit softly on the ground on the right side. Ortiz charging and he flips, and Anderson unable to get to the bag. Not a perfect throw from Ortiz, who had to shuffle it that way. Ben Anderson just couldn't quite find the first base bag. The Rough Riders this year have had one starter go seven innings. It was Nick Krauth back at the end of May. Anderson trying to become the second, but he gives up a one-pitch base hit on the infield to Noah Mendlinger to lead off the seventh. Here's Dakota Harris, who squares to bunt and fouls it off towards the on-deck circle on the first base side. Anderson peers in. He has his sign. Harris has grounded out twice today. Offering home, cut on and missed, an elevated fastball. Anderson ahead, nothing in two. And an opportunity with another ground ball for Dakota Harris to potentially roll a pair. The 0-2 started his swing, and they appeal down to first, and Trevor Patience says he didn't offer. Ball and two strikes on the right-handed hitting third baseman. Rough Riders threatened in the bottom of the sixth, but were unable to score the game's tying run. The offering home, cut on and missed, and there's a strikeout. Number two for Ben Anderson. And one away, here's Jeremy Rivas, who's 0-for-2 with a ground out and a strikeout looking his last time up. And we'll rock some trivia if you've been with us on this date in baseball history. It's generally what we tie it to. So we go back to the year 1948, where Satchel Paige delivered his first career major league shutout, pitching for Cleveland, as Rivas pops one up on the right side into shallow right center. Rodriguez, the second baseman, back, and he's there to haul in the second out. In 1946, a couple years earlier, Satchel Paige posted a 1.29 ERA for the Kansas City Monarchs. So, Zach, we're going to look at the modern era best single seasons by pitchers. So since 1969, how many of the lowest single season ERAs can you name? I've got some years and some teams for you if we need to go there.
Okay.
Got some big names on this list.
Bob Gibson, 68.
Bob Gibson is on the list as that one lifted into right field. Osuna diving, and he has it bounce off his glove. And now Rotondo will shut things down, and it's first and third. Runners at the corners.
A heck of an effort by Osuna there.
It certainly was. Watching the replay, just had it tip off the top of his glove. It was a long run to get there, and it seemed like it was sinking on him. And just expected it to be a bit lower. And here comes John Goble to talk to the right-hander. Pair on with two away.
So there are two outs in this inning, but you could make an argument that there should be four outs because there are two balls that had an opportunity to get the outs, but just could not do it.
Yeah, an infield single, and then that diving effort by Osuna in center. But we go back to some trivia.
Okay, so Doc Gooden, 1984.
Doc Gooden in 85.
85, okay.
That's impressive, though, to have the year. That was pretty close. A 1-5-3. That's number one.
Okay. Pedro Martinez.
Pedro Martinez with the Red Sox in 2000 had a 1-7-4. That is ninth.
Jacob DeGrom.
Jacob DeGrom with a 1-7 in 2018 for the Mets. That's seventh.
Zach Greinke.
Zach Greinke, 1-6-6 in 2015 for the Dodgers. That is number five on the list. Zach is cruising here.
Jake Arrieta.
No Arrieta.
Okay.
No Arrieta.
I thought he had a low ERA.
Anderson ready to go to the work against Torres, and the first offering misses downstairs. Runners at the corners with two gone here in the seventh. Ben Anderson trying to become the second Rough Riders starter this year to make it through seven innings of work. Right-hander kicks and fires and delivers a strike at the bottom of the zone, a changeup. Even things at 1-1.
Well, Johan Santana.
No Santana.
Okay.
I like that guess, though.
Kersh?
No Kershaw on the
list.
Okay. Pitch home. Scoring a bunt was Torres, and he pulls back and watches ball two. Fastball just missed the outer edge. We're in search of the lowest single-season ERAs since 1969. Offering home is hit well out towards left. Zavala ranging back. He's camped under it and reaches above his cap to haul it in. Ben Anderson has made it through seven innings for the first time since May 26th of 2022. He does it with a scoreless seventh inning. No runs on two hits, no errors, and two stranded. We go to the bottom of the seventh, where we'll see the Rough Riders come to the dish, trailing 2-1 to the Springfield Cardinals on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings, tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Rough Riders trailing the Cardinals by a score of 2-1. And it's Benito Garcia who comes on in relief of Brandon Komar. Komar lasting six innings, giving up just one run. It was earned on nine hits, no walks, and three strikeouts. Well, Garcia, the right-hander, takes over, and he gets Cooper Johnson and Alex Degodia in the 8-9 spots before Alejandro Osuna at the top of the card. Here in the bottom of the seventh, we continue our trivia looking for the lowest single-season ERAs since 1969.
All right, I ventured a guess during the break, which I shouldn't have, but Trevor Bauer was the one who I guessed.
Trevor Bauer does make the list. He had a 1.75 ERA in 2020, which was a shortened year. Offering home, in on the hands, and taken for ball one. Well, you're missing number two on the list, number three and four, and then number six.
What about Garrett Cole?
No Garrett Cole. Pitch home, and Johnson takes outside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes on the right-handed hitting catcher. You are missing one active player.
Chris Sale?
Not Chris Sale. Good guess. Right-hander twists and fires and delivers downstairs. Johnson ahead, three balls and no strikes.
Oh, JV.
No JV either.
Oh.
I'll give you a hint with this player. They're also currently not pitching, but they are on an active roster. The offering home, and Johnson taking all the way, watches a called strike with a fastball.
Spencer Strider?
No Strider. Oh. Right-hander with a closed-off stance, pitching from the stretch, and Johnson lifts one high and deep out to left, but twisting into foul ground.
Are they on the injured list currently?
Yes.
Okay. What team?
Cleveland.
Shane Bieber.
Shane
also
Bieber.
Also 2020.
Also 20.
That's kind of a little cheating.
He had a 1-6-3 in 20. The rest of the list has no asterisks.
No. Okay.
No more 2020.
All right, could I get a year?
Yes, you can after this 3-2 pitch. 3-2 on its way to Johnson, and he takes ball four. The Rough Riders have another leadoff man aboard. This time it's Cooper Johnson leading off an inning for the second time, and the second time he's led off a frame reaching base. All right, for number two on this list, we have a 1.56 ERA in 1994.
Another shortened season. Greg Maddux.
It is Greg Maddux who makes the list twice. So you're now down to just one name. Maddux did it with a 1.63 in 1995 as well. So you're just missing one in 1981 as we'll get a mound visit here. Benito Garcia. With Caber Rodriguez stepping in for the first time. Coming in for Alex DeGoti in the top of the sixth.
Tom Seaver?
No Tom Seaver.
They a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Carlton?
Nope.
Roger Clemens?
No Clemens.
Oh, not a Hall of Famer.
.169 ERA in 1981. The last member of this list searching for the top 10 single season ERAs by a pitcher since 1969.
Raleigh Fingers?
No. Here's Caber Rodriguez, the Rough Riders second baseman for the first time tonight, facing Garcia, and he out in front of the first pitch and skies it into left, tailing away from the left fielder, but he's there to make it. It's Nathan Church making the play for out number one. Now the lineup card turns over. Fourth time through, Alejandro Osuna in search of his first hit.
Can he get a team?
The Houston Astros. Right-hander Garcia readies, and the first offering on its way to Osuna. And he rockets one to deep right field, pushing the right fielder back, and it's off the base of the wall. Johnson hustling around second. He's into third, now getting the wave to the plate, and the throw is not in time. A brand new ball game. Alejandro Osuna does it again with a double. And it's two apiece here in the bottom of the seventh. Cooper Johnson, who led off the inning with a walk, scores on the double. 103 off the bat. And Osuna just needed a little more loft to get that one out of the yard. But he'll certainly take it. A game-tying double here in the bottom of the seventh, and he stands at second for Josh Hatcher with just one away. The first pitch, Hatcher fouls it back out of play.
So I can only think of one player who could have possibly been on the Astros, but I don't think it's correct. Nolan Ryan?
It is Nolan Ryan. It is Nolan Ryan to round out the list.
I was thinking Mike Scott, but he's not a Hall of Famer.
And the offering home, and Hatcher takes a called strike and falls behind 0-2. That time a changeup from Garcia. So there's your top 10 list in lowest single season ERAs since 1969. Right-hander comes set. The 0-2 to Hatcher is tapped softly up the first baseline. It'll roll and settle in foul ground. Hatcher 1-for-3, and he's hit the ball hard all three times tonight. His first at-bat, he grounded out at 103 and then picked up a base hit in the fifth inning with another one over 100 miles an hour off his bat. Led the Rough Riders on this past two-week trip with 15 hits, but 14 of those hits were singles. Offering home, and Hatcher spoils it. Pitch well below the zone, a changeup. But he stays alive, nothing in two.
The one hit that wasn't a single was maybe the most important hit of the entire trip, though. It was a go-ahead home run at the top of the ninth in San Antonio.
Another chance to put the Riders ahead, this time not needing a home run. A base hit with Osuna's speed would likely do it. 0-2 on its way to Hatcher. He checked his swing. They appeal to third, where Brandon Tipton says no, he did not. Cody Freeman standing on deck for the Rough Riders. Nodded at 2 here in the bottom of the seventh. Rough Riders have out-hit the Cardinals 10-8 tonight, but even on the scoreboard. Garcia closed off. He rocks and fires, and Hatcher rockets one to right field, hanging up for the right fielder Rotundo, who dives, and Osuna was headed for third, but an errant throw will allow Alejandro to get back to second base. Osuna was traveling over towards third base, was nearly there, and at the last second, Rotundo in right field lost his footing and had to go to the ground to make the play and was able to do so, but again, Hatcher out. On one hit at 106 miles an hour. Rotundo diving right at the last second to make the play. So two gone, and Cody Freeman will try to knock in the go-ahead run for the Rough Riders.
Baseball is a brutal game. Three times you have an exit velocity over 100, and you go 1-for-4.
That's tough. You keep hitting the ball hard, and good things happen. Here's Cody Freeman, who's also 1-for-3 tonight. Awaits the first pitch, and it misses downstairs and scoots away from Crooks, but kept it tight enough for Osuna to stay put at second base. Cody Freeman has been Mr. Clutch more often than not for the Rough Riders, and it's come a lot in late innings. Freeman hitting .270 on the year, 1-for-3 tonight. Pitch home, and he pops it up on the left side in foul territory. Harris looking up at it, as well as the shortstop Rivas, who leans over into the first row, but he's unable to corral the baseball just outside of his reach. And Freeman stays alive. Freeman with 13 homers on the year, inching closer to the 100 hits mark. Freeman's found himself in the top 10 list in hits in the Texas League for the majority of this year. Right-hander looks to second. He's set, and the 1-1. Freeman takes a called strike, 87 at the knees, and he's behind a ball and two strikes. Abimelech Ortiz standing on deck. He's 3-for-3. 1-2 on its way to Freeman, and he shoots it to right center field, and that's going to dunk in. Extra bases for Freeman. Here comes Osuna to the plate. Freeman rounding at second, and he'll shut things down there. It's a go-ahead RBI double. Cody Freeman does it again, and the Riders have their first lead of the night. It's 3-2 Frisco.
That time a breaking ball, he was out on his front foot. He does such a nice job at staying back just enough to get the barrel to the baseball and going into right center, as that pitch was right on the outside corner, just able to ladle it into right center, and a big-time hit for Freeman. He's back home, and he's got to be feeling pretty good, 2-for-4 tonight.
That he does, and that's going to be it for Benito Garcia. So after 6 one-run innings from Brandon Komar, Benito Garcia allows 2 runs, the tying run and the go-ahead run on a walk and a pair of doubles for the Rough Riders. We'll step aside. It's Abimelech Ortiz against the new arm with 2 gone and Cody Freeman at second base. Rough Riders leading 3-2. Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's a tall left-hander out of the pen. It's Natanael Heredia. Lefty on lefty to Abimelech Ortiz, who watches the first offering. And it misses just upstairs. The Rough Riders scratched across 2 runs in the bottom of the seventh here against the right-hander Benito Garcia. And they go to the lefty for Ortiz, and the second offering misses a bit outside, a fastball at 94. Heredia, a left-hander, wearing the number 25. Originally from the Dominican Republic. High leg kick in the offering home, and Ortiz watches a called strike. We've talked this year about Abimelech Ortiz. Been much better against right-handed pitchers, that is, versus lefties, which makes sense, being that Ortiz is a lefty. The offering home is cut on and missed, and that evens things at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sometimes when you're hot, though. For Abimelech Ortiz, 3-for-3 tonight with 3 singles. In the second, fourth, and then in the sixth. Trying to add a run of insurance for the Riders. The 2-2 is tapped foul off his front foot. And trickles into fair ground. Ortiz stays alive at 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 away. And the Riders leading 3-2 over the Cardinals here in the series opener. A 6-game series and a 12-game homestand. After these 6 games, the Rough Riders will host the Padres-affiliated San Antonio Missions. Tall left-hander set at the chin. He looks to second, and the offering home, swing and a miss. And Ortiz down on strikes. So the inning comes to a close as Heredia bases one and he picks up a strikeout. But the Riders take their first lead. It comes on 2 runs on 2 hits, no errors, and they leave one stranded. 7 innings in the books. We head to the top of the 8th inning. Rough Riders down in front of the Cardinals, 3-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud girl dad.
Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Seth Clark has the top of the eighth inning, with the Rough Riders leading for the first time this evening after adding two runs in the bottom of the seventh. Ben Anderson finishes after seven strong innings, allowing two earned runs on eight hits and no walks with a pair of strikeouts. Here's Nathan Church from the left side, and the first pitch from the lefty chopped on the ground, and Ortiz has it on a backhand and races to the pillow in time. One pitch, one out for Seth Clark. Those seven innings for Ben Anderson tie a career high that he set on May 26th in 2022 with Hickory going seven innings. And he's now in line for the win after the Rough Riders offense found some life in the bottom of the seventh. There's Jimmy Crooks against the lefty, and the first offering taken, called a strike. Crooks singled his first trip up. That gave the Cardinals the first run of the ball game, but is 0 for 2 cents with a pair of ground outs as he watches one off the plate from the left-hander Seth Clark. Clark on the year, 1-1 with a 3.12 ERA across 33 games. The lefty kicks and fires, and there's a pop-up that gets back out of play on the left side. 45 strikeouts through 40 and a third innings of work for Clark on the year. 6'3", 220-pound, 24-year-old, originally from Loganville, Georgia. Played his college ball at Georgia State. Lefty closed off, kicks and fires. The 1-2 is hit high into the air, pushing Zavala back towards the track. He's at the wall, and it carries out of here. A game-tying homer for Jimmy Crooks, his 10th of the year. 92 off the bat, and it traveled just over the wall in the InTouch Home Run Terrace. 345 feet to the short porch. We've seen a couple baseballs hit high in the air like that tonight, and Zavala has had to go back towards the track. And that one, for the first time tonight, sails out of the yard.
And the Euless, Texas native has quite a few fans and family members probably in attendance. They were standing and clapping down to our right, so... probably a pretty fun homecoming for him.
Certainly so. The ninth hit of the night for Springfield ties this game at three. A solo homer by Jimmy Crooks. And with one away, here's Chandler Redmond. Rather a pinch hitter. The offering home is sent foul. It's a new right-handed bat in for Chandler Redmond. It is Jacob Buschberger batting for the first time tonight. And he's behind, nothing and one against the left-handed Clark. Fouling off the first pitch. Left-hander readies, set to fire the 0-1 on its way. And called a strike. A slider at the bottom of the zone. And it's nothing and two. Buschberger, 6'2", 205 pounds, originally from Panama City, Florida. Excuse me, from Montague, Michigan. Went to Davenport University. And He watches one upstairs at 95 from Clark. Was signed as a non-drafted free agent in 2020, and if you remember, that 2020 draft was shortened to just five rounds. So a lot of guys signing that originally would have been drafted. As he waves and misses, and he's down on strikes. Bushberger comes on, and he strikes out against Seth Clark, and they're two away here in the eighth, locked at three. R.J. Yeager gets his first look at Seth Clark. He's one for three with a double, a fly out, and a ground out tonight. First pitch is hit in the air, softly in foul ground. Ortiz giving chase towards the tarp, and he crashes in, but unable to come up with a baseball. Ortiz a bit slow to get up, but I think just in frustration as he jogs back to his position. Nearly made an impressive grab, reaching over the tarp, and that one didn't give him too much time to get over there. There's some action in the Rough Riders' pen, likely for the top of the ninth inning. Clark has two outs, and the 0-1 is in on the hands, a soft roller under Freeman's glove, and now in and out of Acosta's mitt at shortstop. Well, the Rough Riders, a rare defensive miscue as Freeman cut over in front of Acosta at shortstop and watched it go under his glove. And then Acosta wasn't quite ready for the baseball to come in and watched it bounce in and out of his glove. Yeager reaches on an error, likely to be charged to Cody Freeman. And the pitch home is taken by Menlinger. It's ball one. And rather, they go with a base hit for R.J. Yeager there. The lefty rocks and fires. And it just misses off the outer edge. And Menlinger ahead, two balls in, no strikes. Menlinger grounded out his first time up to second base, but has since doubled and singled, but been stranded on the base paths. Offering runs a bit inside, and Clark falls behind, 3-0. Yeager at first base after the infield single. And the lefty rocks and fires, the 3-0 down the middle, called a strike. Menlinger will get the green light and a 3-1 count. With Dakota Harris standing on deck. Clark readies, and the offering home, a check swing, and he went around. The count runs full, and Clark looking for his second strikeout, trying to get out of the top of the eighth inning. Yeager at first will run on the pitch. Clark said he kicks and fires to 3-2, runs downstairs, and he lost him. Ball four, first walk issued by Seth Clark tonight. And Carlos Cardoza is out of the Rough Riders' dugout. That'll be it for Seth Clark. We'll introduce you to the new arm when we come back. Clark tagged for a game-tying homer against Jimmy Crooks. Didn't pick up two outs, so with two gone, there's runners at first and second for Springfield. And a tied 3-3 game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993. Or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back high atop Riders Field, it's Jackson Kelly, the right-hander, 24-year-old from Marietta, Georgia, who comes on, trying to get the Rough Riders out of the top of the eighth inning. The Cardinals have tied the game with a solo homer, but with two outs, threatening yet again a base hit and a walk that Seth Clarker is responsible for. And the first offering is cut on and missed by Dakota Harris. Jackson Kelly, an odd arm angle, a bit of a side armor. Played his college ball at Mercer, making his fifth appearance and his first at home for the Rough Riders. Made four appearances across the 12-game road trip. Righty kicks and fires and gets a wave and a miss. Harris well out in front. Kelly, a sinker, slider, changeup, and cutter mix. Trying to pick up the final out of this eighth inning. The offering home is shot, a fair ball past Ortiz at first base and into right field. Here comes the runner around, and Yeager going to score. So Springfield has taken the lead, and they have him cornered. A base hit at 78 miles an hour off the bat. And when you put the ball in play, good things happen. We've talked about it, how hard Springfield is to strike out. That's a great example of it. 76 on the way in with a breaking ball, and then 78 on the way out. A base hit to break this 3-3 tie. It's 4-3 Springfield. And that one lofted down the left field line and hooking. And foul ground. Zavala ranged over but couldn't quite get there as it bounced just about 2 feet to the left of the fair foul line.
Well, that's two pitches in a row that he's thrown that slider. It's a frisbee slider, as you mentioned, the side armor. So that thing just hangs when it's up in the zone. The Dakota Harris one was outside, but it was the very top of the zone. That one on the inside corner, but at the very top of the zone as well. So you want to get that breaking ball down or way up if you want to elevate it, but you don't ever really want to get that pitch up. You want it down in the zone to make it tougher to hit, especially when it's righty-righty.
If you're going to miss, you definitely want to miss down. Rivas batting from the right side, and the offering home is shot foul off to the right side and back out of play. So Kelly again with a two-strike count, this time looking to finish it off. Seth Clark still responsible for Noah Mendlinger, who stands at third base. Jackson Kelly responsible for Harris, opposite of him at first after the RBI single. Runner goes and the pitch misses upstairs. Johnson elects not to throw. It's a ball and two strikes on the right-handed hitting shortstop Jeremy Rivas. Rivas 0 for 3 tonight in search of his first hit. Kelly set at the belt. He kicks and fires, and there's a foul ball off Cooper Johnson's mask. A ball and two strikes. 4-3 our score. 7 runs combined in this game on 22 hits. 11 apiece for both sides. Kelly rocks and fires, and he misses outside. Two balls and two strikes on the right-handed hitting shortstop. Chris Rotundo at the bottom of the card standing on deck. Second and third with two gone, the 2-2. Taken, called strike three. Got him looking. A slider at the top of the zone. And Jackson Kelly gets out of the eighth. But Springfield does add two runs. So the Rough Riders lead lasts not even a full half inning, as it's two runs on three hits, no errors, and two stranded for Springfield. We go bottom eight. Rough Riders trailing 4-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join the Rough Riders for Classic TV Night on Friday, August 23rd as the San Antonio Missions come to town. A Mr. T impersonator will be on hand with the A-Team van replica for a great throwback night. Come ready to represent your favorite television classic and stay late for Fireworks Friday after the 7:05 first pitch on Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
New arm on the hill for the bottom of the eighth inning. It's the big right-hander, Jack Ralston, the fourth arm used tonight by Springfield. Kumar went six innings. It's gone Garcia, Heredia, and Ralston now. He faces Luis Maeses. The leadoff in his bottom of the eighth inning. The Rough Riders scored two runs to take the lead in the bottom of the seventh, but gave them right back in the top of the eighth. So 4-3 our score in favor of the visitors. Right-hander rocks and fires. His first pitch is cut on and missed. Right down the middle. Ralston, a tall right-hander. He rocks and fires. The 0-1 is swung on and missed. Nothing in two on the left-handed hitting Maeses. Ralston, a 2.85 ERA across 28 appearances this year. Big strikeout guy. The offering home is lined foul up the first baseline. And Maeses stays alive. Nothing in two. 59 strikeouts for the right-hander over 47 and a third innings of work. Ralston played his college baseball at UCLA, was a 2019 selection in the seventh round by the St. Louis Cardinals. He readies and fires the 0-2. Called strike three. Got him looking. Fastball on the outer edge. And Maeses down on strikes for the first time tonight. Ralston has his first out. It comes via the strikeout. Aaron Zavala will dig in from the left side. Part of a stretch of three consecutive lefties in the lineup tonight for the Rough Riders. Ortiz, Maeses, and Zavala. And Zavala watches ball one just upstairs and a bit off the plate. Zavala 0-3 tonight with a pair of flyouts and a ground ball double play. Right-hander kicks and fires the pitch upstairs. Two balls and no strikes.
Jack Ralston went to Hart High School before attending UCLA, and the longtime legendary head coach of Hart High School, Jim Ozella, was a former pitching coach of mine in summer collegiate ball.
Pitch misses down and in, and Zavala in control, three balls and no strike.
So just shot him a text, and he said, hey, it's his birthday today. And look, it is Jack's birthday today.
How about that? Pitching on his birthday. Way to use your sources. That's Big J journalism from Zach Bigley. 3-0 the count. The offering home. It was take all the way for Zavala, and he watches a called strike on the outer edge.
Turns 27 today.
27-year-old, 6'6", 231 pounds. Set at the belt. And ready, the 3-1. And Zavala tags it in the air out towards left center. Sends Torres into the alleyway, but he's there to collect it for out number two.
A Hart High School, a legendary program, produced Trevor Bauer, Mike Montgomery, James Shields, some really big names on the pitching side.
Certainly so. Here's Max Acosta to try to get something going for the Riders with two gone, trailing by one in the bottom of the eighth. And he watches the first offering just below the zone. That's the splitter from Jack Ralston, registering at an 825 spin rate, which is unbelievably low. So the pitch misses that time downstairs, again with that splitter. It's a fastball, four-seam fastball, that is, curveball and splitter mix for the right-hander. Splitter is such an effective pitch when it's down in the zone. Don't want to miss up with it. 2-0 on its way. Misses downstairs with a fastball. And it's three balls and no strikes. So the Rough Riders shortstop tonight, Max Acosta, with Cooper Johnson standing on deck. 3-0 on its way when Acosta takes a called strike. Fastball fit at the bottom of the zone. 3-1. Acosta 1-for-3 tonight with a single sandwiched in between a strikeout and a ground out to third. 3-1. Missed downstairs. It's ball four. So the Rough Riders pick up a two-out walk and have the tying run at first base for Cooper Johnson. Johnson tonight 1-for-2. He has a single, a foul out, and most recently a walk. He led off the bottom of the seventh with a walk and came around to score the tying run. And the Rough Riders took the lead, but it didn't last long, as we'll get a visit here. Crooks, the catcher, as well as the rest of the infield and the pitching coach, and Eric Peterson for Springfield, will talk something over before the right-hander goes to work against the right-handed hitting Cooper Johnson. Johnson in the batter's box. Caber Rodriguez at the bottom of the card, due up behind him. Riders trailing 4-3 here in the bottom of the eighth. Working with their last four outs now. We mentioned time and time again the surge in power that Cooper Johnson has seen this year. Sitting at 9 homers, which is a new career high for him. He goes to work against the right-hander in Ralston. The initial offering on its way, and Johnson well out in front of that splitter at the bottom of the zone. Wave and a miss, 0-1. Cooper hitting just above 230 this year for the Rough Riders. But an even 800 OPS. Righty rocks and fires, and a foul tip back into Crooks' mitt. Fastball that time at the top of the strike zone, and Johnson falls behind, nothing in two. Acosta at first base after working a two-out walk. Now Cooper Johnson looking to extend the frame. Rough Riders took the lead in the seventh. Gave it right back here in the eighth. 0-2 and a pickoff attempt to first base. And Acosta back in safely on a dot. Ralston has thrown 16 pitches here in the frame. 9 of those being strikes. Johnson awaits. The 0-2 is fouled back out of play. Fastball middle. At 92 miles an hour, and Johnson just a smidge late on it. Wind blowing out towards left. Right-hander set at the chest. Another 0-2 on its way. And Johnson takes, and it just misses outside. A fastball. Ball and two strikes on the right-handed hitting catcher for the Rough Riders. Ralston has his sign, the 1-2 now. Check swing. And Johnson able to hold it up. And the count runs even at two balls and two strikes. Ralston in his second season with Springfield. And he misses way downstairs. And Acosta had a good read and swipes second base. Down angle read, and Acosta was moving right as it skipped in the dirt. And he moves into scoring position. So the Riders have the tying run at second base. Cooper Johnson has worked the count to full. 3-2. Ralston against Johnson. And the right-hander pitches and caught the top of the strike zone with a splitter. Got him looking. So two strikeouts in the frame for Jack Ralston. And he has himself a scoreless bottom of the eighth. It's no runs on no hits, no errors, and one left aboard. It was Max Acosta who worked a two-out walk, rather. We turn the card top of the ninth inning where Zach Bigley takes over on the mic. Rough Riders trailing 4-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Right at the top of the ninth inning, the Rough Riders and the Cardinals doing battle for game one of this series, and it's 4-3 Springfield in what has been a back-and-forth affair. The Riders took the lead in the bottom of the seventh, but Springfield nabbed it right back in the eighth inning. And now Jackson Kelly works against Chris Rotundo. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. It's 0-1 by the nine-hole hitter. It's a 2-for-3 day for the right fielder so far. A double and a single. Here's the stretch, and Kelly offers in. A swing and a miss on an up and outside fastball. It's 0-2. Four runs on 11 hits and no errors for Springfield. Three runs on 11 hits and one error for the Rough Riders. The pitch. That's up and outside, and it's one ball and two strikes. Rotundo playing in just his 35th game with the Springfield Cardinals team. He's batting just 139, though. The pitch. There's a pop-up foul out of play to the right side. It's 1-2. At least he was coming into tonight, but his two-hit affair bumping that batting average up just a little bit. It's up at 159 now. Bridgeport, Connecticut native. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Jackson Kelly with the strikeout. Two away. Or excuse me, a second strikeout. There's one away here in this ninth inning. This is a very important inning for Kelly. You want to keep it a one-run game here and give yourself a fighting chance in the bottom of the ninth inning. Here's the stretch of the pitch. At the bottom of the zone, a strike. It's 0-1. Ryan Torres and Nathan Church. And then Jimmy Crooks. You have three consecutive left-handed hitters here. 0-1. There's a line drive loop the opposite way and foul. It's 0-2. Got to be very careful here as Kelly is very effective against right-handed batters but has struggled a little bit against lefties just because of the nature of his sidearm slinging approach. Torres is 1-for-3 tonight. Singled back in the fifth, reached on a sacrifice error in the third. 0-2. That misses high. And it's one ball and two strikes. Pull side shift. 1-2. Swinging a soft roller up the first base line. Kelly trying to get over Ortiz Fields, and nobody's covering. Torres reaches at first base on an infield hit. Just a slow roller up the first base line, and Torres and Ortiz converged. Both went for the baseball. Nobody covered first base. Rodriguez, the second baseman, was able to get over there, but he was late. Infield single for Torres. Nathan Church bats now. One-run game, top of the ninth inning. The pitch. That's fouled away down the left side. It's 0-1. Church doubled back in the first inning and scored the first run of the game for the Cardinals. 1-for-4. Kelly readies in the 0-1. Outside, 1-1. These two teams have combined for 23 hits tonight, but just 7 runs. A combined 15 left on base. 1-1. Line in the air, down the left field line, but foul. One ball and two strikes. The Cardinals are just 2-for-6 with runners in scoring position. The Riders 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. And that's consecutive games they're 1-for-9 if they fail to get a man in second or third in this bottom of the ninth inning. 1-2. Outside. It's two balls and two strikes. On the offensive side, over the last three games, the Riders are now 1-for-11, 2-for-12, and 1-for-9, and then 1-for-9 again here tonight with runners in scoring position. So it's been a problem for Frisco. It's running into some poor luck with runners in scoring position. 2-2. Check swing, liner foul, left side. And still two balls and two strikes on Church. In the bottom of the ninth inning, the Riders will have 9-1-2 due up. It'll be Caber Rodriguez, Alejandro Osuna, and Josh Hatcher. A good portion of that order to try and do some damage. Looks like it'll be Ralston they face again. 2-2. Popped up, runner taking off. It's foul back behind home, heading our way. And lands just off to our right side. Still two balls and two strikes. Pull side shift in the infield against the left-handed batter. Kelly delivers in the 2-2. Before that, a throw over to first. Once again, Rough Riders starting pitching fantastic tonight. Two runs allowed for Ben Anderson over seven innings, tying a career high, tying a season high for Rough Riders pitcher. Kelly readies and brings it in. Up and away, we're full at 3-2. Straight away in the outfield. 3-2, swinging a little floater into shallow left center field. It dunks in for a base hit. Torres moves to third, and he's in there standing. So Church just floated one into shallow left center field. It just hung up in the air forever and eventually found its way down onto the grass, and now there are runners on the corners for Springfield here in the top of the ninth inning. 13 hits here in this series opener for Springfield. Still just one out. Again, keeping it a one-run game would be huge. Take it back to Sunday in Midland. The Riders trail 2-1 going into the bottom of the eighth inning. Stretching the pitch to Crooks. Slider outside corner, a strike, it's 0-1. And Eurabio Angeles had a two-run single in the bottom of the eighth inning to make it a 4-1 game and kind of put things to bed and didn't give the Riders a chance in the ninth. So now Kelly is trying to make sure that the Riders do have a chance in the final inning. 0-1 pitch on the way to Crooks. That's up and away, and it's one ball and one strike. Crooks had the game-tying homer in the eighth inning off of Seth Clark. Lefty-lefty, it was an elevated slider that he poked the opposite way, and it just carried out of here, a 345-foot home run into the in-touch home run terrace, and this one's lined into right field, and it's an RBI single. Church goes first to third, Torres scores, and it's now a 5-3 ball game. The left-hander is coming back to bite Jackson Kelly here in this top of the order. Three consecutive singles. Jacob Buschberger bats. He pinch hit for Chandler Redmond in the eighth inning as the DH and remains in there. He struck out in that at-bat against Clark. First pitch on the way. That's up and outside. One ball and no strikes. So back-to-back games, the Rough Riders have a one-run deficit going into the opponent's final at-bat, and they add on. There is action out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders as well. Looks like Brian Chi is loosening just in case. 5-3 Springfield. 1-0 pitch. There's a line drive up and over second, over Rodriguez into center field, and it's another RBI single. Church comes down from third to score. Crooks up to second base. It's now 6-3. Four consecutive singles for Springfield. The last two RBI knocks. Here's R.J. Yeager now, another right-handed batter. 15 hits for Springfield. Kelly looks in, he's got his sign, and brings it home. Swinging a chopper, left side, Acosta's got it, onto second for one, Rodriguez feeds to first, it's in time. 6-4-3 double play, and the inning is over, but the damage is done. Two more runs across on four hits, no errors, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning, the Rough Riders needing 3 to tie and 4 to win it on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River.
Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here we go into the bottom of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders needing three runs to tie it and four to win it. Matt Spotson is the new pitcher out on the hill. Spotson will face 9-1-2, Cabo Rodriguez, Alejandro Osuna, and Josh Hatcher. Spotson, the fifth pitcher used tonight by Springfield. Right-handed offering. Fastball in there for a strike on the outside corner at 94 miles an hour. It's 0-1. Rodriguez came in for Alex DeGoti back in the sixth inning. The offering. That's low and outside. One ball and one strike. Spotson, a sinker, slider, cutter combination. 25-year-old out of Lake Zurich, Illinois. The pitch. There's a line drive hit well out to left field, but right at Nathan Church, who backs a couple steps and makes the catch. One away. Top of the order now in Alejandro Osuna. Spotson, a Toronto Blue Jays pick back in 2021 in the 13th round out of Lehigh. Pitching in his second season with Springfield. He traded over to the Cardinals organization and Paul DeJong trade as the offering is on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. This season he's had a good year, a 2.66 ERA out of the bullpen in 42 outings, I should say. The 0-1. There's a line drive shot the opposite way, sending Church back, and he's there to make the catch just in front of the warning track. So another bit of hard contact for Osuna. He lines out the opposite way, and just like that, the Riders are down to their final out on this Tuesday night, trailing 6-3. Springfield with four unanswered runs in the last two innings offensively. Frisco trying to answer back. But down to their final out, first pitch. Hatcher swings and fouls it off Crooks' glove behind the plate. It's 0-1. The Riders and Cardinals will meet tomorrow for Game 2. It's Dane Acker who will take the ball for the Rough Riders against Cardinals' number one prospect, Tink Hentz. 4-3, a 3.02 ERA for Hentz. Acker a 4-2 or a 3.24 ERA. 0-1. Outside to Hatch, and it's one ball and one strike. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Hatcher cuts through it. It's 1-2. Riders down to their final strike tonight. First pitch, 7:05 tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 6:50. Hope you can join us for our pregame coverage. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Ball game over. Riders fall in the opener to the Springfield Cardinals by a final score of 6-3. Luke Maley will break it down for you postgame when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back at Top Riders Field, the Rough Riders drop the series opener to the Springfield Cardinals and fall to 23-17 in the second half, 67-42 overall. Both these teams have already punched their ticket to the 2024 postseason, each winning their first half division. For the Cardinals winning the North in the first half and the Rough Riders in the South. Now both teams already know where they're headed come September. But tonight it was the Cardinals who take home the win. They hopped ahead early against Ben Anderson, but then Anderson really settled in. He ended up going seven innings of two-run baseball, giving up eight hits and no walks with a pair of strikeouts. Those 7 innings for Ben Anderson, tying a career high for him. Career high he set at the high level with the Hickory Crawdads back in May of 2022. Brandon Komar was also excellent, going 6 innings, allowing 1 earned run on 9 hits, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. Got a lot of offense tonight, 9 total runs, but 26 total hits. It's Heredia who takes home the win, his first, and Clark suffers his second loss as a Rough Rider. He's 1-2, Heredia 1-0, and Swanson gets the save. Matt Swanson with his 20th save of the year for Springfield. 6-3, the final score. It's 6 runs on 15 hits for Springfield, no errors, and 8 left on base. 3 runs on 11 hits, 1 error, and 8 left on base for the Rough Riders. Look at the individual performances for Frisco offensively. Cody Freeman picked up a multi-hit night, going 2-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored. Abimelech Ortiz led the way with 3 hits, all of those being singles. Alejandro Osuna also picked up an RBI, and that came on a double. The Rough Riders found themselves behind 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth and scratched across a run on an RBI ground out by Luis Maeses. And then they took the lead in the bottom of the seventh. Then came a leadoff walk by Cooper Johnson, followed by a game-tying double from Alejandro Osuna, and then Cody Freeman 2 batters later gave the Rough Riders their first lead of the night, but it didn't last long as Jimmy Crooks delivered a game-tying homer in the eighth, and they later took the lead, adding another run in the eighth inning and then 2 more of insurance in that ninth. So the Rough Riders dropped the series opener here in the 6-game series. It's a 12-game homestand for the Rough Riders. We'll talk about what's coming up tomorrow and for the rest of the week when we come back on the Riders Postgame Show.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up Party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Springfield Cardinals take the series opener 6-3 over the Rough Riders. Well, we're back in action tomorrow, a 7.05 p.m. first pitch. It should be a fun pitching matchup. The expected starters tomorrow, first for the visitors, the Springfield Cardinals. It's the St. Louis Cardinals' number two overall prospect in Teague Hentz, who is 4-3 with a 3.02 ERA on the year for AA Springfield. On the other side, it's the Rangers' number 27 ranked prospect in Dane Acker, who is 3-3 with a 3.24 ERA. So today we saw not a ton of runs, 6-3 the final score, but 26 total hits. Tomorrow, another strong pitching matchup on the hill between a pair of top 30 prospects for each of their respective organizations. Should be a ton of fun. You can get in the gates here at Riders Field for just $11. 7:05 the first pitch for tomorrow's matchup, game two of this six-game series. And then it rolls over on Thursday, another 7:05 p.m. first pitch. It's Thirsty Thursday. We can enjoy half-price drinks along with some great baseball here at Riders Field. It's also Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River, where the party for those 21 and up continues here this summer. You can get tickets to the Lazy River for just $25 and includes access to the Lazy River and some exclusive drink specials. Then on Friday, it's Friday Night Lights presented by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, a 7.05 p.m. first pitch, where we kick off football season in North Texas. Enjoy football themes, games, and Dave Campbell's Texas Football Tonight personalities, Greg Tepper and Aaron Hartigan, will be on hand as well. It's also a Friday, which means there's post-game fireworks presented by Globe Life and powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. On Saturday, it's Loteria, where the Rough Riders will take the field as the Quesos de Frisco, presented by Baylor Scott and White Health, as well as Cacique Foods. There'll be all sorts of Latin cuisines from local vendors, and arrive early to catch a performance from the University of North Texas Folkloric Student Organization. It's also Kids Run the Bases postgame presented by Raising Cane's, and then round out this six-game series with a 6.05 p.m. first pitch on Sunday. It is Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond. You can catch the Rough Riders in their Marvel-inspired jerseys and grab a picture with Spider-Man, as well as some other cool features throughout the evening. It's a Sunday, which means it's Kids Sunday Funday, presented by Raising Cane's, so pregame catch on the field, weather permitting, beginning at 5 o'clock and running through 5:30, and all sorts of kids' themes, inflatables, and acts throughout the game across the concourse, and then cap off the weekend with a fireworks show, Sunday Summer Fireworks, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Now the Rough Riders are going to stay here. It's a back-to-back homestand where they'll take on the San Antonio Missions for six games as well. Well, the Rough Riders drop the first of six games here between the Rough Riders and the Cardinals, the Springfield Cardinals, the AA affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. 6-3, the final score. Back in action tomorrow, it's Dane Acker and his 3.24 ERA against the Cardinals' number two prospect in Teague Hentz with a 3.02 ERA. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for spending your Tuesday evening with us. The Rough Riders dropped this one 6-3. Back in action tomorrow, a 7.05 p.m. first pitch.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!